The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
So Astros are trailing 6-5 in the ninth, runner on second, and I think one out.
You can only start Dallas Keuchel against the Royals. Five runs in the first inning? They batted around in the first inning?
That's below average, AJ.
That's not great.
Whoops, that looks like a walk-off.
AJ's boy.
That's my Bregman. Boy. I don't know why you guys are cheering. Dallas Keuchel still gave up five runs, yeah. Six runs.
Yeah, AJ can't get excited about
this. Luke Heimlich is the best pitching prospect in college baseball. Luke Heimlich, when he was 15, was accused of molesting his six-year-old niece. His lawyer at the time told him that he should plead guilty, despite the fact that he said that he never did it. I'm curious your thoughts on whether or not he should get a chance to pitch in the major leagues.
If you're a crap team, maybe, but I'm not touching it. There's certain things that if you do, then I don't have to hire you.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, hour number three. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours? Pretty heavy last hour. I think the one positive was the one caller we had.
That was a good call, man.
Yeah, it really was. That was awesome. But we'll try to get back to lightening things up a little bit. We had Beth coming on at 6:15, so it can't be too heavy when she's here. I guess it could, but you never know.
Are we supposed to talk to Beth about something?
I don't remember.
I feel like we had something where we're like, you know who we can ask about that? Beth.
When was that? See, John's supposed to write these things down. That he's the producer.
He's a fake producer.
So I have some college football stuff if you'd like to do that for this segment, and then we'll have Beth here and we can go off the rails with her.
Okay. Well, that works. I had a story about a guy who tried to beat up an airplane in his underwear.
Okay, we can do that instead.
Okay. Well, we still have time for football. Don't worry. A teenager has been criminally charged after running in his underwear across an Atlanta runway and jumping onto the wing of a Delta Airlines plane that had just landed. Jiren Jones scaled a 12-foot-high fence topped with barbed wire at the world's busiest airport, which is now the Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta, is now the world's busiest airport.
I could see that. That place is a hub for everything.
When they did the Olympics there is when they really kind of blew up that airport. And I think it used to be Chicago. O'Hare used to be the busiest, right?
Yeah, I think it was O'Hare. And then I haven't seen the latest list. O'Hare's still way up there, but Atlanta and Denver are very high up too. And it makes sense because they're kind of centrally located. Yep. And
I think that's why DFW is high.
Yeah, United is a hub for, or O'Hare's a hub for United. Delta has a hub in Atlanta. By the way, I've gotten 400 texts that were supposed to ask Beth about the average American penis size.
That's what it is.
Thank you, texters. I knew you guys would remember.
It took police about 5 minutes to apprehend Jones, who was barefoot, wearing only underwear, after being alerted by an airport employee. He says, "What can stop a person from jumping a fence? There are plenty of laws to deter activity. Unfortunately, they don't stop activity." Jones was charged with criminal trespassing, public indecency, causing damage, and obstruction of law enforcement officers. His lawyers are not responding to requests for comments. Onboard passenger Tim James recalled his fear at the sight of Jones on the wing, attempting to rip open the emergency door of the plane that had just arrived from Miami. He actually got it open until the stewardess and the people in the aisle started fighting back. By the way, she's a flight attendant, James. Who's 32.
Yeah, not a flying
she's
waitress.
Not a stewardess. Mm. People were crying. My first thoughts were he had jumped off of the plane. so I was more concerned he had something else on the plane that needed to be taken care of. It was scary. After the flight crew secured the door, Jones walked up to the window where James was sitting. He pulled out his ID, he put it in his mouth and ripped it apart and threw it on the ground. Jones has two prior arrests in his home state of Alabama, one for a handgun violation and one for, you guessed it, underage drinking.
But he was underage, AJ. That makes it okay.
Well, at the time, yeah. Now, well, he's 19, so he's still a grown man, underage drinking. But
you know what would stop that? Sniper.
Yeah. That'd get the job done.
Just saying. If you're trying to, you know, that almost sounds like terrorism.
Yeah.
Going after an airplane. I'm going to give something away. How about this? The winner has to agree to buy Jong a drink the next time he sees him out, okay? Because, Mexico fan, this is for you. You can win two tickets to see Mexico take on Uruguay.
Oh, yes.
The Mexican national soccer team returns to Houston, and it's their last stop of the 2018 U.S. tour. It's September 7th at NRG Stadium, and if you can't wait to win, you can buy your tickets now through Ticketmaster starting at just $30. You know it's going to be a big deal, right? Especially when Mexico goes on and wins the whole thing.
I think you mean Mexico.
I mean Mexico.
Oh.
Okay. I mean, maybe I mean Mexico. I mean, I was calling Germany Alemania, so. but it's September 7th. We'll see you there. And let's see how we're going to do this. I'm going to call her 25, and you have to agree to buy Jong a drink in honor of South Korea. All right. I think we might have time to get into this. We've got your college football, according to USA Today, the top 10 quarterbacks in college football.
Ooh, okay.
I wonder how many of these you could guess.
It's tough because I haven't really started digging into that. It's almost like a draft time thing.
Yeah.
I would guess that...
Well, you guess three of them that'll be on the list. How's that?
Okay. Khalil Tate.
Khalil Tate, number 8 on the list.
Okay.
I think he should be higher than that, but okay.
Jake Browning.
Number 10 on the list. Also too low.
Jared Stidham.
Number 5 on the list. Probably a little low for him, too. Here's their top 4. Trace McSorley, Penn State.
Oh, I forgot about him. What's the kid's name from UCF?
Mackenzie Milton. He's number 2 on the list.
Okay. Yeah, that's now, what everyone says he's like, and now he's with Scott Frost. He's been with Scott Frost. Now he's Josh Heupel. He's going to be some sort of demigod, allegedly.
I'm a little skeptical because I think a lot of that was the Scott Frost offense, but we'll see. Ryan Finley, North Carolina State.
Okay.
All I know is that if you're looking for a pro quarterback, you should probably draft North Carolina State guys.
Is this pro potential quarterbacks, no. Or is this like...
No, it's who they think is the best going into next season.
Is Tua Tagovailoa on the list?
Honorable mention.
Disrespect.
Will Greer, number 4.
Will Greer, with that haircut, good luck.
He'll put up a bunch of yards because it's West Virginia. Jared Stidham is 5th. Justin Herbert is 6th.
Oh, he makes sense.
Yeah. Drew Locke, Missouri, is 7th. 44 touchdown passes a year ago.
I've got another guess.
Yeah?
I've got two more guesses, in fact.
All right, one spot left. Khalil Tate, 8. Jake Browning, 10. One more guy on the list.
I have two guesses for that name.
Okay.
My boy, Kyler Murray.
And he made the just off the list.
Jong's boy, Jake Fromm.
Number 9 on the list. Why is he Jong's boy?
I don't know. I just made that up because I already said that.
Yeah, your 5. Kyler Murray was your 5 boy. That just missed Jake Bentley, Alex Hornibrook of Wisconsin, Kyler Murray, Tua, and Clayton Thorson.
Okay.
That's a pretty good 15.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray.
Yeah. Does he make your top 10 major league prospects list?
I think he does, right?
Yeah, he went 9th, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess he's just going to play football for 1 year and then go off and play baseball.
Probably so. Yeah. That'd be the move.
Walter, the Atlanta Olympics were very explosive. Stop. That poor guy, Richard Jewell, had his life ruined by that. That's the only thing I remember is that they thought he was a hero. Then everybody thought he was in on it, and it turns out he wasn't. And I think he killed himself.
Did he?
I think so. I could be wrong about that, but... Somebody asking, can we get a Bishop's Barrel 21 review? I haven't found one yet.
I haven't found one either. They made way less of 21 than they did of 20.
And yeah, most of the places I go that always have it don't have it yet.
Yep. I ended up not getting any. I know Specs Downtown sold out in like an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was the first place I went.
That ain't a good sign. I mean, it means I'm probably not going to run into any.
There's a couple bars that I'm pretty sure will have it, but I'm not going to share that with the public if I like it. I'm only going to share it if I don't like it.
All right, guys. Let me tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson. I live in the Vintage Park area, and there are many Harley dealerships. Woodlands is closer. The one up on 290 is closer than Republic in Sugarland. I don't care. That's still where I take my bike. I still take my bike to Republic Harley-Davidson because they're the best in the business. And if you know, when you're talking about your bike, you want the best working on it because you don't want it to be half-assed put together. That's not a good thing. Get a new bike for the ROT rally. They've got a great an inventory. All the bikes, all the models, all the colors, whatever you're into, they've got it for you there, and it's a good time to buy one for that ROT rally. And right now, it's especially a good time because you buy a new 2018 Harley, free mufflers, free air cleaner, free street tuner, free professional dyno tuning, and free installation only at Republic Harley-Davidson. The numbers are in again, and Republic staff is again out of this world. Customer satisfaction numbers well above national and district averages. They have the best in the city. So these guys treat you right. They're friendly. They're knowledgeable. They're going to get you on the bike of your dreams. Whatever your Harley needs, service, new or pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, they've got you covered. Financing for everyone, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley Davidson.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we're back on the Blitz. And if you wish to see Beth, you can go to ESPN975.com, click on the live stream.
Which camera is it?
Beth's here. Well, I think we're using that one right now.
That one. Everyone. Yeah. Hi, y'all. It's Beth from Darling
Way. Hey, now.
It hasn't reloaded on mine yet because there's a slight delay.
Oh.
But, yeah, I'm sure there's dozens of people watching.
Yay! Dozens. I like that.
What's going on?
Not too much, except I saw the guy Thunder from the Harlem Globetrotters outside. And I, of course, was my calm, cool, and collected self. Not. I was very excited.
Are you a big Thunder fan?
I'm a big Harlem Globetrotters fan.
Really?
Yes. I used to go every year as a kid. It was so exciting. I love it. I mean, really, if it's happy and silly and fun, right? Circuses, carnivals, Harlem Globetrotters, I'm all over it. I just completely love them. And then I took my kids. I've taken my granddaughter. My kids did a basketball camp with the Globetrotters. And now they're telling me they're coming back in July, and I'm going to go see him.
Very cool.
And I told him, apparently, he's got a girlfriend in Houston. I was like, come by my shop. I was like, I can teach you how to laugh as much in the bedroom as y'all laugh and make us laugh on the court.
We don't like it when girls laugh in the bedroom.
You should. Everybody should be laughing. It should be fun. God, if you're just serious, it's just too boring.
Well, if it's your first time with them and they laugh before anything happens, that's a negative.
Well, no. You could be laughing about, oh my gosh, we're actually going to do this. Isn't this funny? I laugh when I get nervous. Most people actually, if they're free with themselves, they'll laugh when they're nervous. Yeah, instead of holding it in.
Yeah, we were going to ask you because we had a list of the largest average penis size by World Cup country. Colombia was the largest. 6.47, I believe.
Colombia.
Wow. But we were curious if you knew what the average American penis size was.
So I don't know that I've seen numbers specifically for American, and but generally it's about between 5, say maybe 5.25 inches is average for an erect penis overall. Yeah,
I think we saw 5.2 is the average.
Yeah, so 5.25. So sometimes there are some studies that will say maybe 5.16. When men self-report, then the average tends to go a little bit closer to, 5.6 inches. You know, they help themselves to just a little bit of extra. But But really, that's not all that huge, right? It's kind of amazing. And again, and we talked about this before, 90% of men are in that range of basically 5.16 to 5.6. There are very, very few people that fall outside that range. And so hold on, because I pulled up the difference and stuff, and that is that only 1% of men are between 7 to 8 inches, and only 7 in 1,000 guys, so that's 0.7%, hit 9 inches, and only 0.1% are beyond 9 inches.
Oh boy.
Well, you know what? That's kind of important to let people know, because when you watch porn, they've got the 0.1% there.
They found those guys.
Yeah, they went out and got all of them.
Yeah. And that makes sense. So because it is so unusual. But I'll also tell you that a lot of men with the really extraordinarily large, meaning over, say, 7 to 8 inches, they will have a lot more erectile dysfunction issues. Because even when they're young, it just takes so much blood flow to keep it very hard and firm that as they get older, it just becomes more and more difficult for their body to sustain that sort of firmness.
And that's why they should go to Eros Medical. Oh, I don't have a...
You don't have
because they'll fix it.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, the Eros prostate massagers will do wonders for it too. So that's just some easy... There's such easy ways to deal with it and stuff. But really, if you are somebody who has a smaller on this scale penis, I would tell you there's still so many advantages that you can have, because it's all about angles. And so where you're hitting what spot in a woman can make a big difference. Plus, if you're thinner circumference, that might be a lot more pleasurable for women to engage in anal play, which is a big bonus. So just whatever you've got, right? It's kind of like women, whether we have big chests or small chests or whatever we've got, just use it and show it off to your advantage and find somebody who likes the way that your body can play, because there's
yeah, but you guys
ways.
Can you guys can wear like push-up bras, and I've seen girls who paint their chest with makeup to make it look like they've got more cleavage. We don't have that advantage. Like, we've just got what we've got.
Right, but when you're talking about getting naked, getting sexy fun, you're taking those things off. The makeup's rubbing off.
That's true.
It's just what you've got. And so if you're a really small-chested woman, you're probably not going to want to find a guy who just loves to go motorboating in a great big buxom chest. And that's okay. There's going to be somebody else who says, look, you know,
John's
if it's more
a motorboating
than a handful,
son of a bitch.
Then, yeah, well, you know, everybody has their thing. And it's just... We need to just accept that and stuff. But instead of just going, oh, you know, my penis is too small, whatever, so I'm not going to make it as a big, huge porn star, I'd be looking for, hey, women, you know, this is the angle I can hit. I can target your G-spot like crazy and just go and go. Because there's some women that are going to get completely, completely excited by that. And like I said, and then the going in the back door is just a lovely variation and something that you should make
use. Wants to know how many fall below that average asking for a friend.
It's only like 5% or something. Okay. Yeah. There are, to think about people that need a penis implant or something, you have to be basically less than about, flaccid penises, I think, are usually somewhere around average 2 to 3 inches, maybe 3.5. If you're under about 1.5, then they might consider you for a penis implant. Or if you're no more than about 4 inches when erect, then they might consider you for a penis implant. But other than that, yeah. So very few, about 5% variation, right? It's just, it's incredible. So, and women do not worry about size as much as men do at all. In fact, I know many, many, many more women who complain that somebody is just too big and it's just uncomfortable and they don't like it, or they're not willing to, well, or they're not willing to worry about doing oral pleasure because of that and stuff. So really, if you're in that range of average, you should be very happy, because you can please anybody. You can do what you want to. You can fit in places where you want to fit, and you should be glad.
You know, and I think that's kind of important to bring up, because a lot of guys will, you know, feel inadequate because of that, and there's no real reason to.
Yeah. No. And the idea that there really are people who are growers, not showers. Flaccid penis size does not have much correlation to do with what happens when things are erect. So So that's something else that's good.
My penis
to know,
is ridiculously small when it's flaccid.
Yeah. Well, and then if it's cold, it's horrific. It shrinks up and everything like that and stuff. But yeah, that is such an issue. I think that's probably one of the questions I get asked most by men is about size. And that is, it's too bad. So again, the more we talk about it, you're going to find very little variation between most men, which is pretty crazy. So,
Jong, is your penis small when it's flaccid?
Yeah, I'm more of a grower.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There are some differences between different nationalities or race or anything like that. But again, those differences are very, very tiny.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. But yeah, no. So, and that idea that some people talk about African-Americans and, oh, you know, once you do that, you can't go back. But I'm telling you again, most women are much more concerned with what you do with it and your skills rather than the actual girth or length of it. So that's, yes.
281 said, for some reason, the Sonic chick that just brought my food gave me a funny look. I guess he was listening to the conversation we were just having.
Oh, we'll tell her Beth says hi. I always love to do it. I was in a taxi. I just got back from New York. I flew in today. And I was in a taxi with a bunch of women, and we're having this conversation. And so, of course, I start talking in my usual word, you know, way. And I can see the taxi driver keeps trying not to look back and stuff. I said, hey, it's okay. I said, if you have any questions, just ask me. I do this for a living. I love to talk about this and answer all your questions. And then I don't know how long the taxi ride was, but we did not shut up the whole time. He had so many questions. He just needed an invitation to ask. It was pretty cool.
So what do you got going on the show Saturday?
Oh, so this Saturday on Love and Laughter with Beth, we are talking about, actually, so this was kind of a good lead-in, myths. And let's see. Oh, I totally forgot. All of the myths and truths, squirting and size and everything about sex. So let me see if I can read the description because I forgot. Oh, yeah. Squirting, nipplegasms, and other sexual myths. What's real?
I have nipplegasms regularly.
Do you?
No.
Oh. Do you know even men can?
No.
And do? Yes. Yes.
Fred's told me about it. I just haven't experienced it.
I've witnessed some, and it's pretty amazing.
Right? Really? A nipplegasm, huh?
Yes, yes.
On a man. I don't believe in that.
On a man. I swear.
You're telling me his nipples were so pleased.
Yes.
That he finished.
Several times.
I don't believe in that.
I promise you. Oh, if you want, I will ask him to come in and show you sometime, because I swear I watched, yes,
nope,
several
don't want to see that.
Times.
But, I'll just take your word for it.
And dry orgasms and multiple orgasms for men and any other sorts. So, and if y'all have questions or anything, email me, beth@darlingway.com, because a lot of these topics that we'll talk about are coming from emails and comments and stuff that I'm getting from listeners.
I don't believe in that. Great. Jong, do you believe in nipplegasms?
I don't know.
It's a yes or no.
I've never heard of it, so I guess no.
Okay.
See, I like that I get to share this stuff with y'all, and it's new. It's stuff that you've never heard of. I know women that have had them. Do you know women can have anal orgasms?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. I know that.
Okay. A lot of people don't even, they don't know about that.
Oh, yes. I'm fully aware.
Yeah. So, all sorts of things. People who can have orgasms with, even women that can have orgasms just from closing their eyes and thinking about things, and what Tantra is, and all sorts of different, goodness, I can't even remember. Oh, I still get questions like, can you really get pregnant, you know, if you have sex on your period? All sorts of questions about when and how you can get pregnant and whatever. Do you know that you're more likely, FYI, to get pregnant if a woman orgasms at the time when you're trying to conceive? Not the exact moment, but during that act.
That's why I always say it's female orgasms are the devil.
Yes, the devil or the source of all life, but okay, one or the other. For somebody who doesn't really appreciate life, it could be the devil. But no, seriously, the contractions from a female orgasm will help move the sperm up through the uterus, through the cervix, through the uterus, and through the fallopian tubes, and get it to where it needs to be. So, as well as releasing and regular orgasms helps keep a woman's cycle on a more regular basis, so she's more likely to be ovulating regularly if she's orgasming regularly. So it's amazing, and yet a lot of the fertility clinics and things like that. They'll try and help people, but they'll forget to tell them how important pleasure still is and relaxation is in conceiving children. But that's why there's so many stories about people on a couple of margaritas. It's the margaritas, but it's also the fact that they're so relaxed and their bodies are just let down and they're free to go. And then they enjoy stronger, more liberating, if you will, orgasms. And it helps things work better.
I figured this was the best time to bring up this story. It's been on my list for the show today. And I thought, well, I better save it till Beth gets here.
Yay!
Pornhub is doing something for their people.
Are they? They're
because, as you know, some people can't enjoy pornography the same way we do because some people have certain afflictions that prevent them from enjoying it the same way, such as hearing loss. Pornhub has decided, I guess they've got enough letters from the deaf community, that they will now have over 1,000 clips will offer descriptive and interpretive text for those who are not able to hear the video's original audio.
I props to them. I appreciate that.
It will help viewers distinguish in which person is speaking at any one time, identify changes in emotion. In addition, non-dialogue sounds that are relevant to the storyline or scene will be highlighted. And while we can all joke that it'd be possible to imagine our own, yeah, baby, harder, etc., the truth is that close to 40 million Americans have some form of hearing loss.
Right.
The videos have been hand-captioned rather than using an algorithmic system similar to that of other major video platforms. And the company says that this is the other half of its accessibility push, having already launched videos with audio descriptions for people with sight loss.
I was wondering how they were going to do Braille. I hadn't thought about that. Yep. That's awesome.
So
basically it's a call and audible. Yeah. Or closed captioning. I like that.
Look at Pornhub. They're trying to make porn for everyone. They're trying to make America great again.
And I love that. I really do. I really appreciate that. I think it's important. I still have an issue with their version having sex ed. That's just not the source that I think we should be steering our children to and our younger generation. I don't think we want to steer them to porn sites for their sex ed. I think it's just not my cup of tea. I'd like to have some other sites. Personally, frankly, I'd love to start offering a bunch of sex ed things geared towards younger people, but not feel like start here and then go into porn. I think there's a lot of good uses for porn, but we need to know when it is and keep it appropriate. And that's my distinction. But I like the accessibility. I want to see a lot more things with disabled people.
You want to see porn, like handicap porno?
Yeah.
Like wheelchair porn?
Yeah, and I want different props, romantic props for differently abled people. I want furniture for differently abled people. I want more inclusivity. We had somebody in a wheelchair there, and we were talking about we're going to try and get some furniture built for this couple and stuff and other couples so that they can have more maneuverability and more options than they do now, which I think is good. And as people are getting older, we need to address things that are more practical. And again, with this idea that this sex and intimacy it's so important, and we really can take it just seriously and laugh about it and make it fun and better and more opportunistic for people.
All right. What do you got going on at the shop?
This is a crazy busy week, but first thing is next week, 4th of July. So if people want to really make sure that they get the best bang out of all the holiday celebrations, right? Well, they need to come into Darling Way by Saturday, on or before this Saturday, June 30th, because we're closing down for the holiday.
Whole week?
Yep. We are taking some necessary self-care. I say we preach it and we're doing it. We need a break. We need to reset. We've got some things we need some time off.
And also,
we are closing the shop July 1st through July 9th.
On that note, I want to give a public service announcement right now. Just because Darling Way is closed does not mean that you can use fireworks as a substitute for sex toys. It is unacceptable and dangerous.
Yes.
To use, yes.
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 I can see the appeal. But I did have some ideas. So, and then I'll come back to different ideas for making 4th of July really sexy and fun. So I thought, how about
not Roman candles out of the
Well, no, I thought of that, but better than that, because that would be dangerous. Playing with fireworks when naked is probably just a bad idea. I just say that. But what about doing, like, texting a selfie to your partner and using, like, firework as pasties or Roman candles, like, just, you know, photoshopped in there appropriately? I thought that would be so much fun, right? So you can play with these ideas and start early so that by the time you get there for 4th of July, everybody's just kind of laughing and giggling and ready, and it's anticipation.
You know what my wife likes what I do around 4th of July? She likes it when she's sleeping.
Yeah. You set off a bottle rocket outside her window?
I use her hair. I tie it to the fuse of a bottle rocket.
Yeah, right.
And then I light her hair on fire. And
okay, he's joking, folks. He's joking. The lawyer in Beth is saying,
this is what
hello.
We like to do in our personal lives.
Bad, bad, bad. But how about kissing with Pop Rocks or something in your mouth? That's kind of fun.
What about kissing with hot dogs in your mouth?
Well, I was going to say, so when you're going to the picnic, eat a hot dog or an ice cream or a popsicle sexy. Drizzle your popsicle on your partner. I love bomb pops. I love those.
Right.
Drizzle it on your partner and lick it off. Do it even just on, you know, a friend. Bring champagne to the fireworks instead of just beer or wine or something, and wear something sexy, or don't wear anything under your cute little 4th of July outfit. Get some red, white, and blue underwear and tease your partner with them beforehand. What about get competitive and see who can give the other partner the biggest bang of an orgasm? Rating them from 1 to 100 if you want to be picky.
Don't do that. If you start rating orgasms, you're going to piss off your woman.
Oh, I'm thinking that if it's good, if you're generous, and then they, you know, and everybody gets tens, and you're all happy. But you know, you can.
Even if your wife's really like a 6 or a 6.5, and you tell her she's an 8, she's going to be like, "I'm an 8." Really? Like an 8's really good.
Okay, well, but then like, just women, make like, it to so make you, it a surprise. Make it do a competition to do the most creative orgasm, right? To do it in the most creative way. Do something different. In other words,
with
shake
fireworks?
It up. No, just whatever. I don't care. Think about whatever it is. Put some popsicle in your mouth and perform oral on your partner with that ice cold in your mouth and see what happens.
Okay.
You know? And hand feed your partner at the picnic with the hot dog, the banana, or asparagus, or icing, or popsicle. I don't care. But those are all things. So spice up your 4th of July. Don't let it just go by and just be another whatever, whatever. Make it fun and sexy.
All right.
Even if I'm gone.
Real quickly, what else you got?
I've got, book signing tomorrow night at Brazos Bookstore for my book, Love and Laughter, Sexy Meaningful Fun for Everyone. And I've got a copy, free copy here for anybody, one of our listeners. And we can just do caller number 7. They can pick up the book here and bring it to Brazos Bookstore, and I'll sign it for them. Or they can bring it to Darling Way sometime when we're open, and I will happily sign it for them.
At what time are you doing the signing?
Tomorrow, Brazos Bookstore in Westview. It's from 7 p.m. till 8 p.m. And then Friday, tonight I'm on Isaiah Factor, Fox 26 at 10:30, talking about the book also. And on Friday night, I'm doing the couples workshop, His and Her Oral, the Power of Pleasing workshop. There are a couple of spots left at 7:30 to 9:30 Friday night. So, and then when we come back on July 11th, I've got sexy trivia at Marfrela's again.
Cool.
Yeah. So it never stops. And Sex Myths on Love and Laughter with Beth on Saturday night, 10 p.m.
All right. That's Beth Liebling, owner of Darling Way. Follow her on Twitter at Love Laugh Beth. And if you get a chance, go by tomorrow night for the book signing.
Yes, thank you.
All right. If you're not happy with your sausage, I can fix that for you. Zumo's.
It's always thick.
Oh, it's always delicious, too. Yeah.
Is it juicy?
Zumo's is juicy. It's fantastic.
Zumo's has the girthiest sausage.
Well, I think the Boudin's probably a little more girthy.
It's girthier?
Yeah.
I think we need to have a sausage eating contest.
The party time sausage
is fantastic. And they brought it down here several times. They've got the party time sausage, the Boudin. And all kidding aside, man, I love the party time sausage. I've got it. We've had it just for dinner. We've grilled with it on weekends. If you're doing something on the weekend, hey, 4th of July, how about that? You want to make a hot dog with the party time sausage? That would be badass. And we use it for breakfast, everything. I mean, it's just so good. And the Boudin's the best Boudin I've ever had. And I know if you haven't had great Boudin before, maybe you had something that's just sort of okay, you're kind of down on it, because I was. Boy, you get the good stuff like they have, and it's fantastic. Family-owned and operated since 1908. And everybody in Beaumont knows about them, but now They're all over Houston. They have been for a while. And if you haven't had a chance to pick them up yet, real simple. Just go to your HEB, your Fiesta, your Kroger, and look for ZUMMO on the label. And you can get the Party Time sausage, all kinds of flavors, the Boudin, you name it. And if you're going to be cooking out this weekend, next weekend, load up now. You can find both the Boudin and the Party Time sausage at your local grocery stores. Just look for Zumos, Z-U-M-M-O-S. That's Zumos. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place you lose your fears, yeah, reckless behavior, a place that is so pure.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Bill Advisor. I've been telling you about him for a while because I want you to know how you can save money, because everybody loves saving money, and that's what these guys are doing. If you've got cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, or home and auto insurance, you're probably paying too much, all those recurring bills. You start out with a great price, but your bill goes up, and that's where Bill Advisor comes in. They work directly with the providers to reduce your monthly rates. You don't lower your service, just lower your bill. Here's some of the money they've been saving for people. David R. from Katy saved $2,185 on TV, internet, home, and cell phone bills. Teresa C. from League City, Texas, saved $3,325 on her cell phone and energy bills. And James P. from Friendswood, Texas, he's the weekly winner, Fred. He saved $3,712 on his auto insurance alone. Wow. How's that even happen? You get used to paying a certain thing and you don't think about it, and you should be. You want to start saving money? Now's the time to do it. Get started. Text the word GO to 232323, and your personal Bill Advisor is going to get to work for you. One more time, text the word GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Listen for your chance to win in the name game, where we call two names, and if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a certificate to send your kid to one of King Daddy Sports week-long tennis camps. You pick the week. Camp is open to kids ages 5 to 16 and located at Rec Center in Missouri City. Apparently, we've had trouble finding these names, so guess what? For the women who complained, we're going to make this a... We're going to give you four names. Gabriel or Carter, or Gabby or Gabs, or Carrie. That way, we get a winner that's either male or female. First caller with one of those names, you win today's prize. How about that?
Pretty good deal.
See, love to take care of the people. All right. Well, Jung left the room, so we can't get dust in the wind.
But let's. Are we ready for deaths, Jung?
We're ready for deaths. So yeah, if your name's Gabe, Gabriel, Gabs, Gabby, Carter, Carrie, any one of those, just be the first caller, 713-780-3776. All right, let's look at the dead celebrities. We start with 2003, Katharine Hepburn. Dies of natural causes at 96. I'll take that run right now.
That is a hell of a run.
I think we would all take that run. 1968, Tony Hancock, English comedian and actor from Hancock's Half Hour, commits suicide at 44. I would not take that run because I would have been gone now for 9 years. Don Hutson, first NFL wide receiver, dead at 84.
Okay. The first NFL wide receiver?
Yeah.
The other team didn't have one?
I guess not. I guess they just all ran the ball. Going by what John put on here.
I mean,
here,
that seems like a legit advantage to have, right?
Yeah.
Being the only wide receiver?
You would think so. How do you figure out?
Or did you say he was the first white receiver?
No, wide receiver.
Okay.
First NFL wide receiver. I'm pretty sure there were a bunch of white receivers in the early days.
Yeah. The real trick is finding the last white receiver.
Patriots have them. Just pick one of those.
He's on the Patriots, yeah, for sure.
Okay, your political figures. 1914, Franz Ferdinand. Isn't that a band? It's also the Archduke of Austria, which led to World War One. 1908, Grover Cleveland, who was the 22nd and 24th U.S. president, dead at the age of 71. It's a pretty good run for 1908. 1876, not a good run. George Armstrong Custer, dead at age 36 in the Battle of the Little Bighorn.
He messed with the bull.
Got the bighorn.
Got the bighorn.
Yep. James Madison, the 4th U.S. president.
I'm a big fan of his. Is Dolly Madison his wife or his daughter?
Both.
I'm a big fan of her snacks.
Back then, you could do that.
I'm a big fan of her snacks.
Yeah, well, he was a big fan of her snacks, too. Dead at 85.
Yeah, he was. Unless it was his daughter, and then that's inappropriate.
No, that was okay, because that was like Game of Thrones time. You could marry whoever you wanted. 2007, Liz Claiborne, dead of cancer at 78.
Mm.
1844, Joseph Smith Jr., founder of the Mormon Church, shot by a mob at 38. Not a good run. If you're getting shot by mobs at 38, you probably were messing up a little bit there. 1882, Charles Guiteau, who assassinated James A. Garfield. He was hanged at the age of 40.
That's what he gets.
Yeah. I'm go assassinating James Garfield. Animals 2001, Soccer, better known as a dog actor. I'm not familiar with him. And 1954, a red deer in a Milwaukee zoo was the oldest known deer. Dead at the age of 26.
Good run for a deer.
Yeah.
Usually deer get hit by a car before then.
And nothing runs like a deer.
Dope.
God, is this show over?
You started it.
Is this show over?
John, did we get a winner, by the way, finally?
Let me check.
Okay. Our best deaths. Farrah Fawcett. Dead at 62. Anal cancer.
Is that really what she died of?
That's what it says, yeah.
That's horrible.
Oh, speaking of which, I mentioned Richard Jewell earlier. He didn't kill himself, but he died at like 44, complications from diabetes and stuff. 2009, Michael Jackson.
Oh,
dies,
man.
Dies of cardiac arrest at age 50.
I remember being on the air when that happened.
Okay.
When they announced that he had died.
I think Jong's trying to be funny here. I don't think he meant to put Pat Summitt, American basketball coach,
under
porn stars.
No. I meant to put that under Beth.
Or Lonesome George. The Pinta giant tortoise and rarest creature in the world.
Oh, that's so great.
Died at 100.
Whoops.
Yeah, you know, I would have paid for some Pat Summitt porn back. No, I wouldn't have.
No.
That was 2016. The Lonesome George died in 2012. There is one dead porn star.
Okay.
Yumika Hayashi, a.k.a. Japan's original adult video queen, dies in 2005 from...
This is a tough one. I'm going to take a shot in the dark here, though.
Okay.
Did she choke to death on her own vomit in her sleep after she got really drunk?
Yes, she did.
Oh, I right on the head.
I don't know how you nailed that one. That's like 100% accurate. And so Yumika Hayashi, Domo Arigato, Mrs. Dead Porn Star. That's really only Japanese I know is Domo Arigato.
What about Mr. Roboto?
Well, that's not really Japanese. That's just...
Of course it is.
No.
If it was American, it would be Mr. Robot.
Yeah, I quit watching that show. It got boring.
Yeah.
The
Japanese version, Mr. Roboto, really good.
Soccer, the dog, most famous for being Wishbone on the TV show, also did Nike commercials.
On what TV show?
Wishbone.
I never saw that one.
Never seen
it's
that.
It's like a PBS show. I
never
used to watch.
Heard of that show.
I used to watch it when I was a little kid.
That's a made-up show.
Mm. No, it's not a made-up show. But he also did some Nike commercials and Mighty Dog Food.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like he was really versatile. So, all right. Well, that's going to wrap up what has been a kind of interesting show. I want to thank Beth. She did a great job. Jong Lee did a great job. AJ did a really good job as well, although he brought me down.
Sorry.
Patrick Creighton will be up next.
Hey, thanks for having some serious conversation with me today.
Yeah, I thought it was a good topic.
About that and about
the dead
fireworks as sex toys.
See,
I thought those are two things that we needed to discuss.
I let you and Beth stay with that.
Serious issues that you didn't shy away from.
Well, I don't know what I would do with the fireworks. I have some ideas, but I don't think either the wife or the side piece is going to go for it, so... All right, we'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
97.5.